It's late. Your phone buzzes loudly and you check it. It's an Amber Alert. The message from local law enforcement includes a license plate number and a description of a vehicle police are trying to track down. But do these notifications, which take over your phone no matter what you're doing, actually work? Well, according to the Justice Department, they do. Since the Amber Alert program started in 1996 with the intention of soliciting the public's help in tracking down kids who have gone missing, nearly 1,000 children have been rescued. And the mass notification program has inspired a rainbow of other alerts. Blue alerts are sent out when a roaming suspect is considered a threat to law enforcement. Silver alerts are issued for elderly people who are lost and at risk. And camo alerts are used in a handful of states to track down military members who may be a danger to themselves or others. According to one study, in Amber Alert cases, only about 20% of those successful child recoveries were ultimately credited to a tip acquired through the alert. So there is some debate over whether the growing number of alerts are effective or if they could just end up overwhelming cell phone users.